Is this the Krusty Krab?
No, this is Hard Rock Lunch Box.
Is this the Krusty Krab?
No, this is Hard Rock Lunch Box.
Is this the Krusty Krab?
No, this is
Hard Rock Lunch Box.
I'm not a Krusty Krab.
What is up, everybody? It is another Thursday, and therefore is another edition of the Hard Rock Lunchbox. Thank you for coming along. Starting the show a little early today, because the chat petitioned it thusly, and I was here, so I agreed to do it. So it may not sound early to you, but it wasn't quite noon here at Hard Rock Lunchbox headquarters, making it officially early. All right. Just starting out, anybody get a chance to take a look at the new segment, The Talk 20, on Strangerhood TV today? It's basically just the interview I did with, for lack of a term, last week. We posted it up as a video. It's a whole new format. I taught myself some new formatting tricks to do the video, so it took a lot longer than it should have, but at least it's done. So now, as I decide to do more and more interviews, I'm thinking probably every other week, that'll be a new segment you'll be able to see right alongside the Top 20, because you see I did the Top 20 and the Talk 20, because they're both supposed to be about 20 minutes long. It's also from the same show, but it's just additional content for you guys to check out. The reason the Talk 20 is probably a little bit more interesting than the Top 20 is because most people already know what I look like, and believe me, once is enough. It's like one and done. So you don't really need to keep watching the Top 20 unless you miss the Hard Rock Lunchbox. That's kind of the way I recommend it. Or if you just want to check out the new banner that is just stellarly awesome. But the thing with the Talk 20, it's actually the Zoom meeting. So you get to see the guys, see their expressions, and just sort of see how the interview goes. So I think it's going to be a segment that I'll keep going. I might even replace the Top 20 eventually if it becomes something better. Just because, like, if I'm not getting the views on the Top 20, there's really no point in me keep doing it, right? Like, that kind of makes sense. Rather just focus on stuff that people actually want to see. So your feedback, as always, is important. You can just hop in here on the chat. It's at 99wnrr.com, or you can go to hardrocklunchbox.com and link in, and you can just join the chat here, and you can kind of give me some feedback on what you thought worked, what you thought didn't about the Talk 20. I'm actually going to message the person I want to schedule for the 16th a little bit later today, so hopefully I'll have that all set up, and then I can incorporate whatever changes you guys think, with the exception of a couple things. Like, the ground rules really are, I'm really trying to keep it as close as possible to just 20 minutes, because I don't really want to do longer than that. I don't think it's an appropriate interview format for this show. And unless I was doing it on the side, I would just do my own interviews. Like, my New to You interviews that we used to do and stuff, like, those were good. But they lasted, like, 2 or 3 hours. I mean, like, it's an experience. It's an evening. And I'm just not looking to do that this time around. So I am looking to keep it at, like, 20 minutes. I'm not looking to keep it just musical people. I'm trying to keep it people that are in entertainment or have some other entertaining sort of information to kind of bring. I actually have a whole host of people that I'm thinking about just dragging onto the show just to talk to them, just ask some questions about stuff they do, and I think that might be interesting. And of course, you can always suggest people that you think might be good. Yeah, that's a good point that the chat brings up. Like, right, obviously I'm not going to have Jimmy on for the Talk 20 because it would be a Talk 180. But I'll have Jimmy in the studio. Like, Jimmy, Mikey, and Annie can just come in studio kind of like whenever, because that's that. You know, this is more reserved for people that it's just a little harder to come in studio and stuff like that. And honestly, a 20-minute interview can be done on your lunch break. So that's, anyway. So those are kind of the ground rules. And that's kind of it. So if you have suggestions, feel free to send them over to me. Sorry, G, you are definitely not interesting. Although I would interview G just to watch 20 minutes of her trying to get her Zoom account to work. I think that would be fascinating. I would, that actually might not be the worst idea. Anyway, yeah, you can join the conversation over 99WNRR. Of course, the top 20 is actually out today, where I talk about being big in Romania. I do have a kind of an update on that. I'm actually not as big in Romania as I was last week. I guess they did not like the top 20 countdown of the bands in the box for Thanksgiving, because I dropped about 3 places in Romania, and that sucks. And I've dropped off the charts entirely in Brazil, so I don't understand how any of this stuff works. I am continuing to monitor it, but I really cannot continuously monitor it, because A, I don't know what it means. B, I just don't have the time to do it. And C, I don't really know what it means. And I realize that that's A and C, but like one of them's like a legit answer, and the other one's like, I really have no idea what that means. I would absolutely take a trip to Romania. I think that would be very cool. I'd hang out with Vlad and just the Dracul and see what's up. Maybe they want to talk about stuff. Maybe they have stuff to talk about. You know what's always funny to me, and this is something I learned in college, and I've noticed it every time it's been brought up since, is that the way we here in the West, because we here are in the West, the way we look at the world is filtered, like the original filter bubble that I'm always complaining about, right? Those the information bubbles. The way they work is they, you know, history is written by, you know, your ancestors, or history is written by the victor and stuff. So we see stuff that's been passed and taught down to our cultures, you know, Germanic, you know, Anglo-Saxon, and, you know, Italian and stuff. Everybody, like, from the Holy Roman Empire down, we have these preconceptions, these preconceived notions of stuff like, you know, Vlad and the Transylvania area. And, you know, what we are taught about them, like, yeah, Vlad the Impaler. Yep, he was pretty brutal, and he did some terrible things to his enemies, including impale them on stakes. But, like, let's not forget the Romans kind of famously crucified people, including one very important dude. And most people wear that sort of situation around their neck. And crucifixion is way more cruel than impaling. You die a lot faster after being impaled. Like, you basically just die of the elements in crucifixion. Like, it's awful. But we demonize so bad, like Vlad the Impaler. And there's never been a greater, in my opinion, a greater example of this sort of egregious, like, paradigm shift or perspective shift when you talk about people like Attila the Hun. Now, I grew up thinking that Attila the Hun was, like, this worst thing. Like, oh, don't you act like Attila the Hun, blah, blah, blah. To the Hungarians and the Huns, Attila was a hero. Attila took on the Roman Empire and won. That dude was badass. But we, his descendants from that sort of area, are like, oh man, he was terrible. He killed everybody. Totally not justified and stuff. But to the Huns, he was like, yo, dude, that's the man. And he is still revered in those cultures today, and should be. I'm just saying that in Romania, like, I'm willing to hear your side, and I've already said that I think the impaling thing, I wouldn't, you know, I'm not saying I would do it, but I understand. Like, I mean, if I had to choose between being impaled and being crucified, I would definitely take impaling, unless, of course, I was about to start my own mega religion that, you know, people would be totally into for a few millennia. Like, then crucifixion. But other than that, I think impaling is probably the way to go. And that's been my crazy death reasoning segment on the box. So, I don't know what else is going on. Anyway, the Talk 20, that's out. Top 20 is out. Oh, yeah, Stranger TV, the interview with Steve Mazan is out. And they have 7 questions with, I'm going to go with Kaylee. She spells her A with a 4. Definitely one of my least favorite things that people do, but unfortunately, they probably do not ask her an 8th question as to why people think they do that. I will say she considers herself the resident goth Stevie Nicks. Yeah, I think Stevie Nicks is Stevie Nicks, and I think that that's probably okay. But I'll give the 7 questions a watch, and I'll I'll be as judgmental as I find to be applicable because, I don't know, that's just what it is. I think if you're the new whatever, like the Greta Van Fleet was like the new Led Zeppelin, like, no, we don't need a new one. We need new stuff, but we don't need new versions of old stuff. Like, just be your own stuff. That's what I'm going to go with today. So what do we decide? Be your own person, and impaling, unless mega religion. Right, okay, so we're all in agreement there. That's good. Just checking in on the chat before I get yelled at. Yeah, something. Genghis Khan. Romania. Please be interesting. No, I saw that. All right, okay, cool. All right, we're all caught up. Fantastic. Fantastic for me. So I broke one of my cardinal rules yesterday, and I hopped up on Facebook for no particular reason. That's not true. I actually hopped up on there for a good reason, because I am an imperfect person, in case you haven't noticed. And I was reading an article in The Nation. I've told you how much I enjoy reading The Nation and Mother Jones, but this, The Nation, I was actually waiting for a report to run, so I had 2 minutes. And before you give me a whole host of shit about not listening to this, that, or the other thing, I actually happened to have the Bacon Is My Podcast interview running while I was reading this, which is very distracting, until I got to a very important part, then I had to pause the BIMP stuff. But they were basically talking about this whole problem, and this is not political, so don't jump up my ass, I'm not in the mood. Basically talking about the problem that the right has with sort of body autonomy, right? They're just screaming constantly, like, you know, about vaccines, like, my body, my choice, my body, my choice. And they're having this huge problem because 26 of our states are, you know, basically removing all abilities for women to get abortion or making it virtually impossible. And they're just, in my opinion, just trampling on the rights of women all at the same time while, you know, basically insisting that their body is their temple and they're, you know, you can't force me to do anything. Like, seriously, man, you, like, if we're having this conversation, like, you cannot put something inside me that I don't want. That sounds reasonable, right? I get that. I'm actually a believer in that sort of thing. But doesn't that kind of also sound like an embryo? Like, I mean, whatever your take on abortion is not really relevant. Like, it should be your opinion, and you can do whatever it is you want, and you can certainly counsel people that ask for it, and that's important too, and that's fine. But forcing somebody to do something with their body is bananas. Like, it's bananas in every way you think about it. And I understand the people that make their argument that, like, you know, it's a life or whatever. Those arguments are not something that I'm going to settle here, and I feel like that's a scientific and theological discussion that you have to have with yourself. I'm talking about, like, hey, man, I want to grow myself another kidney. I'm going to, like, put it in this other person and let it grow, and then I'm going to take it out of that. Like, you can't do that. Like, you're actually not allowed to do that. Like, that's what body autonomy means. And I will tell you, in other cultures, we have shut down other, you know, cultures and stuff for human rights violations for doing very much that kind of stuff. Like, it's really not okay. And I don't actually have a problem with people that think it's not okay and people that do think it's okay, as long as they're consistent. And what I can't seem to get my head around is how people can be so completely blind or ignorant or whatever the word is that you want to use to the fact that, like, If you're advocating that your body is autonomous and it's yours and you can't have somebody tell you what you can do with it, you need to keep on that track. Otherwise, all of your credibility goes out the window. It just does. I mean, and if you want to talk about, like, even in the more severe cases, like, I happen to believe in a woman's right to choose, because I think it's a terrible burden on women in general that they have to handle the bearing of the offspring. Like, I just do. It's how I was raised, and that's fine. If you don't like it, that's fine. That's completely cool. I'm not going to make anybody have a kid. I'm not going to make anybody have an abortion. I'm not going to make anybody even listen to this show, because obviously of the three, that's probably the worst. But my point is, you can't You can't have your cake and eat it too. That's why that is an expression, right? Like, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of us, and I've probably had my cake and eaten it too, and that's fine. That's really kind of a bullshit sort of thing that, like, maybe I should work on. Maybe I should have less cake, and there'd be less me, and we'd have less problems. That's possible. I just don't know for sure. But I was trying to say something, and I don't remember what it was, and that's probably for the best. I can't stand, like, hypocrisy. I don't like lying, and I don't like hypocrisy, and I don't like people that, like, step up to the plate and really swing for the fences with their hypocrisy. Like, it's so transparent, and it's so goddamn stupid. Like, oh, that's what I was going to say. Like, aside from the fact that I just believe in that, just, I feel like women can be intelligent and have autonomy over their own body, and we can like or not like whatever it is they do, but it's still not our body, so and we can't really tell them what to do. But even if we take a simple case, right, of incest or rape or some sort of forcible impregnation or, you know, like basically just injecting something into a woman against her will, like, where is that different than a vaccine? Like, where exactly is that different than a vaccine mandate? And why is one okay and why is one not? Why does one woman have to suffer the consequences of being raped or, you know, having a kid through incest or whatever? Like, why does a woman have to suffer that if we can't ask the same of some dipshit in Texas? Like, hey, man, get your vaccine so you don't affect every old person with COVID. Like, why aren't they the same thing? And nobody seems to be able to give me an answer other than it's a life. Like, okay, dude, well, if you don't get the vaccine and you kill my grandfather, like, that's a life or was a life. Like, we can do these conversations all day, but if you're standing in quicksand because all of your arguments are just bullshit house of cards kind of stuff and talking points, then you don't have a leg to stand on. Like, have your reason and have your rationale and be consistent, because all that you really should take away from listening to somebody tell you one thing about this and one thing about this is that they want it the way they want it, and that's all there is to it. And there is absolutely nothing in this world more selfish and self-centered than that. And those are people you don't need in your life, and quite frankly, those are people we don't need around anywhere ever. Now, that's just an opinion. But consistency in your beliefs, I think, is fine. You can be right, you can be wrong. It's not for me to tell you, like, what is right, what is wrong. I'll have my opinion, but when you're dealing in facts and hypocrisy, and when you can actually say you just said this about this thing, and now you're saying the exact opposite about this thing, then there really is no point in listening to you anymore. And as much as there is no point never listening to anything I have to say, I hope at least you will see that I try and have some consistency, even if I evolve over time and change my opinion on things, much like, I mean, this was years ago at this point, but like much like my stance on the Second Amendment and the right to bear arms and stuff like that, like as much as I am and like truly believe in my heart that there really should be a lot more control in terms of deadly weapons like guns and stuff like that, the Constitution simply doesn't say it. And that's really kind of too bad. And, you know, people talk about our founding fathers as how brilliant and genius they were. Dude, they were just dudes. And they were only dudes. And they didn't think everything out. And don't forget, they didn't even count slaves as whole people. So, I mean, like, there's a lot of flaws in the initial Constitution, which is one of my favorite arguments, because people are like, I love the Constitution, it's the Constitution, all that other stuff. And I had even seen a meme pretty recently about Amy Coney Barrett, who is our latest addition to the Supreme Court, incredibly white, right-wing, incredibly strong religious belief ties, is incredibly ill-suited to be on the court, in my opinion. And she actually had the balls from the bench to mention the fact that she was an originalist, and she really kind of believes in what the Constitution says. And considering the fact that women weren't allowed to own property or vote, she wouldn't have even been on the bench if we were still following the original take of the Constitution. So people like that kind of need to shut the fuck up. Oh, man. And somehow I ended up talking too much politics. I'm sorry. I did have something else to say, and for the life of me, I cannot remember what it was. Oh, I was going to talk about my friend Annika, Annika. It's actually Charlotte's best friend, but Annika's very cool, so I have promoted her to my friend. Apparently, she sneaks off during her school day to listen to the Hard Rock Lunchbox, and I think that's the coolest thing ever. And I'm going to have a song to play just for her later. I mean, the rest of you guys can listen, and that's cool. But it's just for her because she's a super fan, and we appreciate those around here. She's also hella busy and hella smart and is working on trying to figure out how to take her 7th AP class, so I don't know how the hell she's going to squeeze in the Hard Rock Lunchbox, but man, God bless you, Annika. See, I pulled it around, ended on a happy ending. Yeah, that's what we do here on the box. I guess the message I want to put out there is, like, I wanted to talk about common courtesy just like the social discourse and just how complete shit it has turned into over the past several years. I had a conversation, well, comment basically from Jesse from over at Oogie Wawa, where he said it's basically what's going on now is the same thing that went on during Trump. And I'm telling you, and I told him, that's not true. What's happening right now is way worse and way more disgusting. And society is devolving very quickly into just a big pit. Boiling pit bowl of anger and malice and misinformation and hatred, and it's gonna blow, man. It's gonna get really, really bad before it gets better. And you know, like, I would practice using my swords and my knives and maybe get yourself a club. Definitely get your hands on some weapons if you can, because the revolution, I think, is coming, but it's gonna look very social, and it's gonna look kind of like the 60s, but it's gonna be hate driven, and that's bad. So we'll get into a little of the common courtesy that's really just missing from everybody, especially this time of year. Not that I'm a big Christmas guy, but I do recognize it as a time of year for reflection. And do you really want to reflect back on what an asshole you've been all year? Like, and a lot of people are proud of that. Well, I'm not. I think everybody just needs to settle the fuck down. But that's just my opinion. Maybe they don't need to settle down. Maybe they just need to relax a little. And that, my friends, is the best goddamn segue you're going to see all year.
Hard Rock Lunch Box.
Go get him, Chino. I said a couple of weeks ago that it's always nice when We Came As Romans decides to actually put out a good song, so it's important for us to highlight that and encourage that level of behavior, which I believe is called positive reinforcement. So I'm about to positively reinforce your ass right now. That didn't come out at all right.
Hard Rock Lunch Box.
So whether you love him or hate him, there is really no denying that Dimebag Darrell and, of course, the rest of Pantera were masters at the heavy rock riff, one of my favorite bands of all time, and it all started right here.
Hard Rock Lunch Box.
All right, it's time for a very boring part of the Hard Rock Lunch Box. Not to be confused with the other boring parts. Hard Rock Lunchbox. I just want to bring something to people's attention that they might not yet be aware of. Just a quick explanation of the way royalties work, kind of royalties for dummies, as it were, as it pertains to something like Spotify, right? So let's just be clear what Spotify is. Spotify is a huge music warehouse. It's basically the modern day version of Columbia Records and Tapes, if you're old enough to remember that. If you're not, picture it like the Walmart of music, right? There's other companies out there, but Spotify is one of the biggest. Spotify, it's Apple, then you got like Tidal, and then you got like Deezer, and you got, you know, still Napster and stuff like that. But just for the sake of this, Spotify is probably the biggest fish in the music pond right now. CEO of Spotify is making millions upon millions, even billions of dollars. He is not a musician. He creates nothing. He just runs Spotify. He makes money off of what other people have done, basically the money that you're paying every month. So you pay some of that money. When you used to pay it, you used to just go to the artists and the record companies. Now it's going to the artists and the record companies and the dude that runs Spotify. So we all know that, right? That should be not surprising to anybody. So just a little quick royalties 101. Whenever you create a piece of music or art, basically, musical art or audible art. for the sake of brevity, it's divided in half, the royalties. The half goes to the person that wrote the song or is responsible for the publishing of the song, right? So that's the publishing. And the other half, excuse me, goes to the performance of that song, right? So Jeez, excuse me. So, for example, every time you play, like, let's just say, like, a G. Davy song, right? G. Davy has two halves, right? There's the publishing company, which is G. Davy Productions, and there is the band, G. Davy, right? So every time you play a G. Davy song on Spotify, it gets, let's just call it a point. And that point is divided in half. Half of that point goes to G. Davy Productions, which is the publishing company, which is the publishing company that I write under. And then the other half goes to the performance royalties. So basically everybody that performed on that record. Okay? That makes sense. And that's basically royalties for dummies. A lot of people listen to comedy on Spotify. I am one of those lots of people. I listen to a lot of comedy on Spotify. I find a lot of times after rehearsal or on long trips, I like to laugh. I have favorite comedians that I listen to. I find new comedians that way. But it's one of my other favorite things to listen to besides music. And I listen to a lot of it. Two of my favorites, for example, are Kyle Kinane and Tom Segura. If you don't know who those two people are, you really should. They're really very funny, and you'll enjoy a lot. And we can talk about that some other time. If you want to know, just, I don't know, message me, and I'll point you in the right direction. Although, that actually brings me to a point, because I will not be able to point you in a direction currently. But maybe I can. But no, nonetheless. So the same holds true for what holds true for musical artists holds true for comedians, right? When they have a song, basically a track that is played in any streaming platform, there are still two sides. There's the person that owns the track, the material on it, the actual raw material, right? And then there's the person that performs it. 99 times out of 100 for a comedian, it's the same person, right? Kyle Kinane writes a joke, and then he tells you the joke. And when you listen to it, he gets that point every time. He's gotten thousands of points just for me. So when you listen to it, you get half the point goes to Kyle Kinane for performing it, and the other half of the point should be going to the person that owns that. That person happens to be Kyle Kinane. He's got a publishing company that owns all that stuff, and he's got an artist rights management just like we do, like ASCAP. Like, I'm an ASCAP member, but you can be BMI, or you can be, what's the other one, CCAN? C-Scan? I forget. I'm an ASCAP member, so ASCAP doesn't care much about me, but they do make sure that I get my royalties and stuff like that, so for that, I'm grateful. Thank you. So Kyle Kinane's a member of a spoken word organization, a performing rights... It's a PRO, right? Performing Rights Organization? I think that's what it is. And what they did a couple of months ago is noticed that Spotify was only paying the one half to the performance and keeping the other half. That may not sound like a lot when we're talking about people getting like half a penny for a play on Spotify, but we're talking about millions of plays, and those numbers add up. But I'll tell you what. Even if those numbers didn't add up, it's still their money. Like, it belongs... Like, you understand that, right? Like, they created something out of thin air that I listen to. Spotify did nothing but give me the mechanism to listen to it. Now, Spotify already makes money because I pay a subscription. So they're making their money. What they're doing is taking extra money from these people. And again, it's not a lot of money, but it's not theirs to decide who gets it. It belongs to the publisher of that piece of work. And so their spoken word performing rights organization sent Spotify a letter before Thanksgiving saying, hey, man, we couldn't help but notice you're basically being giant cocks about this money thing, and we've got to renegotiate all this stuff because that's not cool. Like, the deal is you pay both halves of these things because that's the way royalties work in the country. Like, that's copyright law in America. And Spotify is violating black letter copyright law in America. They're not being punished at all, just so we're clear. Nobody's filing suits against them yet. None of that. No, the government isn't taking any action against this monopolistic behavior. Nothing. So they're just doing it because they want. So they said, hey, let's renegotiate. Let's negotiate the way these are going to work and stuff, because, like I said, Spotify gets a piece of everything because they're the middleman, and anybody that's ever bought drugs from anybody knows the middleman always gets something, right? So they sent them a letter before Thanksgiving. I guess it was either the day before or the day after Thanksgiving. Spotify responded by taking all those people off of Spotify. Yep, just removed it. Good luck trying to find Tom Segura on Spotify or Kyle Kinane or hundreds of other comedians. There's still a bunch up there because there are several performing rights organizations, including people that don't ascribe to performing rights organizations. But Spotify just took them all down. Basically just gave me the big F you because I like listening to that stuff. And I only found out because I went to listen and I couldn't find any of the Kyle Kinane stuff that I listened to. And sadly enough, my life is so Kyle Kinane appropriate most of the time. I need my Kyle Kinane to explain stuff that's going on in my life. So I feel like one other person can understand the shit I have to deal with on a daily basis. And he's my guy. And he makes it funny, which is great too. I think Spotify should just do the right thing and do the legal thing and just pay them what they're worth. But Spotify has yet to listen to me. So I just want to point out that as great as Spotify is still a multi-billion dollar company that is based on the principle of ripping off you and the artists that you listen to. So keep that in mind. That being said, still the number one way people are getting music. YouTube is coming up fast, but Google is no non-evil empire either, so just keep an eye on that shit, too, because Google's been effing over artists for years. Ask any artist that has asked Google and YouTube to pull down illegal copyright-infringing video, and Google will tell you, yeah, we can't do that. Google has trillions and trillions of quadrillion bytes of data, and thousands and thousands of employees, and they're telling me they can't pull down copyrighted material when people post it, and yet every time I post a Rebel 9 song, I immediately get a copyright notification. Get the fuck out of here with that. You can do it. You just don't want to do it because you're removing content from your site and making yourself look better. So YouTube is no angel. Apple is no angel either. And Spotify is absolutely no angel. But yet, they're still the biggest game in town. And even though their release radar sucked monkey dick this week because it was just garbage, I happened to find one complete beautiful gem on it. And it's no thanks to Spotify. It's all thanks to Of Mice and Men. I did not see this coming even remotely because it's not what I would expect from them. But I got to tell you, it is hauntingly beautiful and is absolutely my favorite song from them by a lot. It's Helplessly Hoping. It rounds off their new album, Echo, which I strongly recommend you listen to on anything but Spotify. But if you must, Spotify will do, because for the time being, artists are still getting their, and I'm air quoting here, fair share from Spotify. But at least it's more than Kyle Kinane's getting. And that mother effer has finally hit that elusive rock bottom. And I'm sorry, Kyle. Be strong, brother. But yeah, here's some brand new Of Mice and Men on the Box.
Hard Rock Lunch Box.
It's hard to challenge the genius that is Trent Reznor and Nine Inch Nails. If you doubt me, there's a new Netflix special or series out called Song Exploder. I could not recommend the episode of that deals with Nine Inch Nails' Hurt and the downward spiral specifically. It is moving, and it definitely got me all emotional because it's a really great song, and it's a really great band, and he's a really talented individual, and all the things that went into making that song great are just really impressive. So that would be my recommendation of the week. Now, I mentioned during the top 20 that one of my daughter's BFFs, Annika, listens to this show on occasion. She sneaks off generally during lunch to give it a listen, I suppose. I believe that's when she does it. And she was down here not too long ago, and she gave me a ton of shit because I don't play Cage the Elephant anymore. And I don't actually not play Cage the Elephant anymore. I stopped playing them because honestly, I used to play Ain't No Rest for the Wicked all the time. I love that song, and I love the band because of that song. But they sent me not one, but two cease and desist letters because back then I thought legally I could play songs on the replay, because whenever I play a song on the Hard Rock Lunchbox, we're covered by Loudscan, and they get paid their royalties. I am a musician. I am an artist. I am a published artist. I make money off of royalties when people play my music, so I understand and appreciate that. I was under the impression that they were also getting it on the replay. They do not, so I started taking it down because of that. But they actually sent me cease and desist letters because, I guess, the box was such a goddamn threat to them. Now, I took it personally, and I'm childish and petty sometimes, and that's why I don't play Cage the Elephant on the Box anymore, Annika. She did, however, ask me to check out the brand new song from OAR, and I said I would, and I liked it, and I'm going to dedicate this to whatever AP class she happens to be studying for right now. Annika, I hope you do well on all your finals. Have yourself a good holiday, and I'm sure I will see you soon. Here's a live from OAR. On the Box.
Hard Rock Lunch Box.
My buddy Jimmy G sent this to me this week, said I would like it. He was correct. It's Electric Six. I Don't Like You. That's the name of the song. Not about you. On the Box.
Hard Rock Lunch Box.
Yeah, man. New music from Nothing But a Nightmare. So, I've got more new music for you. Anyone that's been listening to The Box for several years should be familiar with the band called Bound by Substance. They are good friends of mine. They have been a good partner band to me and my projects over the years, for sure. And one of the things that I've always kind of equated with them is the quality of the performance of their show. It's not always the tightest, but there's something in the way they perform that is just, to me at least, completely magical, and just it represented to me everything I wanted to accomplish in a live show. And that might sound silly, but like, not that like I was at such a, you know, idea forming age when I first saw them, but like, they were so good at what they did that all I wanted to do was play and perform like they do. I mean, there is just something in the way, something magical in the way the stage works when Dino and Henry take the stage, and of course the entire band, but just the thing with Dino and Henry specifically is just so good, and they are so talented. And as we've kind of moved along over the years, like, I found that they keep just making music that they want to make. I remember reading an article about them years ago, before I'd even met them, and it was something like the top 15 bands of New York City that you'll never hear of, and they were on that list. And I was like, I know that name, I'm gonna go check this out. And they were a Gotham Rocks band, so we all had mutual friends, and I started going to see them whenever I could see them, and I started inviting them out to play with us, and I'd play with them. We would do acoustic nights together. They're just some of the most solid and honest people in the music business. And I know a lot of people like that. So I'm not trying to just single them out above anybody else. I'm just trying to highlight the quality of the individual that these people are and that this band is and everything that they represent. And they're just awesome. And they're very slow to put out new music. But today, that's over. This will be my third listen of Another Day, which is the brand new single from Bound by Substance, and I definitely like it better each time I hear it. There's just something about it and something in the development of the song that just makes it truly great and truly Bound by Substance. And it's brand new for you on the Box today because I have the microphone, and that's what we're doing. It's brand new Bound by Substance on the Box.
You. losing my faith. 'Cause you've been changing your ways, and I just pushed you away.
So it was brought to my attention earlier this week that in addition to giving you the gift of music over the weekend, iIgnite also apparently exposed you guys to COVID. So, yeah, good. Good job. Statement, I'm just reading this mainly as a public service. We wanted to thank everyone who had come to our show this Saturday. It was really an amazing night with memories that will last a lifetime. Unfortunately, a member in the iIgnite camp who is vaccinated has just tested positive for COVID-19 today. It is our duty to mention this to our fans as your health and well-being are a priority. Our priority number one for us. If you notice any symptoms, please get tested. This is just a nightmare scenario that sours a perfect night. Please be safe. Thank you for understanding, as this completely caught us by surprise. Live always, iIgnite. Now, that's a good thing. I'm glad that they decided to make that public and let people know. There's a lot of people not doing that, and that's kind of deplorable. I don't necessarily know what the best method is, but I would post it often and make sure that people do indeed get tested at the first sign of that sort of exposure. I do know some people that were there. I do know that mask usage was basically non-existent. So I think anybody that was at the show should really take that shit seriously, because it is important. And for those of you who think that I'm making a big deal out of nothing, I would ask you, do you know anybody currently in a hospital suffering from COVID-19? Because I do. So how about you take it seriously and stop making jokes about it, like half the comments on this goddamn post, which again are deplorable and disgusting, and shame on you. Anyway, as I mentioned earlier, the Talk 20 is the brand new segment from the Hard Rock Lunchbox Enterprise of shows, the universe of stars, as it were, and that is out on YouTube today on Strangerhood TV, where you get all your Strangerhood TV nonsense, including the Top 20. But the Talk 20 is basically the interview show and the interview portion of the Hard Rock Lunchbox that we did last week with the half the gang from For Lack of a Term. We talked about their new release that's out right now, Welcome to Your New Normal. Check that out on any streaming media and music platforms. And like I said last time, check out the video for Jawbreakers. I apologize, I kept referring to it as singular, Jawbreaker. I don't know why. The song is called Jawbreakers. I really like the video, I really like the song, and I really dug the band. So yeah, man, go check all that out. But in the meantime, here's a little For Lack of a Term for you.
Hard Rock Lunch Box.
And seeing as we're lacking so much common courtesy out in the wild these days, here's some on the box.
Hard Rock Lunch Box.
All right, so if it seems like I'm like a little bit more aggressive towards my fellow man lately, it's not just some sort of random thing. It really is just something I've been dealing with and keeping my head down and kind of ignoring. But honestly, I've been back out in the world a little bit. I know. I can't believe it either. I will say that I've been back at the gym a little bit. Yep, 3 times in 2 weeks. So it's not a record, but I'm still back at it, which is good. I feel good about it. I've made some lifestyle changes, so I feel like that's helping out a little bit, too. That's awesome. Thank you very much, me. But I just want to point out that like a lot of what we're talking about, and by we, I mean me, sorry, because I'm the only one currently with a microphone, but a lot of what people are talking about, this sort of aggressive lack of decency and common courtesy, like, it's just everywhere. And I don't know that if you need to be shown it before you notice it, or you guys just notice it, we're used to it, or if it really is just sort of this transition that's been going on lately. Because I've definitely noticed, like, people are definitely, in my lifetime, people have grown way more less communal, a lot less after you. They're definitely more after me, and they keep putting themselves forward. You know, it just is. And there's nothing inherently wrong with it until you're doing it just to basically be a dick and be, like, kind of to bring the rest of society down. Like, it's just, there's just no need for it. Like, I'll give you just a quick example. Honestly, I spent 30 minutes on the elliptical this morning. 25 minutes on the elliptical this morning. During that time, I had three people on the row that I was in leave their machines without wiping them down. Now, I guess that doesn't sound like that much of a big deal, but, like, the rules at the gym, even pre-COVID, were always wipe your shit down when you're done with it. Do you know why? Because you're disgusting. Not you specifically. If you're listening to the show, you're all right. But, like, most people are pretty gross. And honestly, I don't know that, you know, how well their hygiene is maintained. I'm going to go with not pretty great. Also, they're on a machine designed to make them sweat, and most people are fairly toxic, so there's a lot of toxins escaping their sweat. So even before COVID, like, there's signs all over the gym. Wipe down your machine after use. There's literally cans of this disinfectant paper towel everywhere. It's super easy. I wipe it down before I use it. I wipe it down after I do it. The reason I wipe down before I do it is because most people don't wipe down their machines. But that's before. We are actually dealing with a live virus that is constantly mutating and infecting other people. I think now would be a good time to step up and maybe, I don't know, wipe down the shit you've just been touching with your hands and sweating on with your body. Like, maybe that is the time to do it. But that's not even it. 25 minutes I spent on the elliptical. That happened three times. What happened twice was two out loud phone calls that these douche nozzles were having on the treadmill, like right next to it. Like, I'm trying to, I have my earbuds in. I mind my own business. I'm kind of quiet. I had my earbuds in, and they interrupted what I was listening because they were talking so goddamn loud. And I assure you, none of it was important. None of the, they had one giant Ginzo that just thought he was just talking. He was laughing to his friend because, you know, he's real funny. He's real, real funny. He's talking to that, and I'm trying to, like, listen to what I'm listening to, which, even if it's not important what I'm listening to, I don't need to be interrupted by Giovanni's unimportant conversation, which what I can only assume is one of his butt buddies from work, because that's not what it sounded like he was talking to. And then an older gentleman that just kept talking louder and louder and louder that actually said, "No, I'm not doing nothing, I'm just at the gym," like, out loud, talking to into his earbuds. He was four things away from me, and he kept being louder than the music I was listening to. Like, what is the number one rule of the gym besides not shitting on the floor? You don't talk on your effing phone when you're at the gym because you're disturbing all the other people. You don't talk on your phone when you're in an elevator. You shouldn't talk on your phone when you're in public train. It's about courtesy. These are manners. And I'm sorry your mom sucked and didn't teach you any manners. And I am seriously considering just the possibility of taking on the task of getting so goddamn strong at the gym that I can pick these people up by their necks and just kill them. I think that would be fun. And then we'd have a whole other show to talk about. Time for our M&M segment. To be perfectly honest with you, I don't know that white America is the best example of M&M's lyrical and writing just unbelievable dominance in the world of, like, rap and songwriting just in general. But it is a good song, and I'm certainly feeling it right now because, you know what, white America, you're in trouble and you're the problem, so I guess it all works out. So in this week's edition of M&M is Right, or whatever the hell I used to call it, it's White America on the box.
Hard Rock Lunch Box.
Now, I know what you're thinking. That sound must mean it's time for your weekly Craving of the Week with Craving Strange. But this week, yeah, you'd be correct. Of course you would. Yeah, that's exactly what we're doing. But it's Christmas, yo. It's Christmas, bro. It's Christmas, even if you're a Christmas ho. See? I'm basically Eminem. Just white. I'm white. W-H-I-T-E. Little dodgeball for you there. All right. But because it's Christmas, it's not only a weekly Craving of the Week with Craving Strange. It's an annual Christmas of the Week with Craving Strange. That's right. It's time to ring in some of this Christmas spirit. I played you 12 Days of Christmas last week. I'll probably play you, I don't know. Let's say this. Not a butt
plug, it's the holiday. Hard Rock Lunch Box.
Black Mansions has a brand new song dropping tomorrow, but since it's not currently tomorrow, it's today. I'm stuck with this shit right here, but it'll do.
Hidden within each of us is not only the capacity to love and hate, but to take that final step to be not only a creator, but a destroyer, a mad, unreasoning killer.
I've gotten used to all your lies, like breathing, trying, stealing others' hearts you may attach to. In my absence, don't hold back you. I wanna contemplate the thought you're still alive before you bat those eyes and take a new one home tonight. Soon enough you'll lose your scent and glimmer in your eyes, but we're all in a haze just for you. Obsessively possessor us can get in line. Well aware that this attraction is a sacrifice, but what do you expect from a killer?
Time. We have run to the end of another Hard Rock Lunchbox. We're out at the outer edge of the known box universe, and that's kind of cool. But don't worry, we're going to do this again next week. I'm hoping to have a new guest on here for another edition of the Talk 20, so that's kind of exciting, right? But I do want to get out of here, and I do want to leave you with a message of just try and be a decent human being. And honestly, maybe don't suffer so much those that would just not be decent human beings around us. We definitely deserve better. It's hard enough living from day to day without the constant barrage of bullshit from lesser peoples, man. We just don't need them. We don't need the aggravation. As I say all the time, they're not funny, they're not smart, and they're just adding to the problem, and we'd be better off without them. And remember, whenever and wherever you are, and whenever you see me fighting and trying to fight the good fight and stuff, just know one very important fact, that I am the man. And I'll see you all next week, ladies and gentlemen. Have a good weekend. Here's a little Anthrax on the box.
Hard Rock Lunch Box.